This.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so tell me, Gibbons. Pray tell.
Oh.
The royal baby hath already been born, so what is this new royal baby that you speak of?
We are not going to talk about the British royal baby, okay? That's overseas, and as you say, Riggs, we fought for years to gain independence from the British.
You
so
know,
now...
America lost like 8,000 souls in the Revolutionary War to fight for freedom from those clowns, those redcoats.
Riggs?
Yes.
The royal baby is coming. Kim and Kanye's surrogate is in labor. The new baby boy is coming soon. The baby's going to be here. The baby is coming. I'm so excited.
You can't see what's happening right now, but I'm not looking at Gibbons or making eye contact.
You are not even remotely enjoying in this show. A new life is being made, Riggs. A new life being born. A new royal baby, dude.
Millions of babies are born every day.
Yeah, but they're
and
not...
And they're way more important than Kim and Kanye's baby.
Yeah, but it's not a Kardashian baby. And I'm more important than
it's not even a real Kardashian baby. It's a surrogate. It's like a half-assed
version
of their baby.
It is Kim's egg. There we go, egg. Kanye's sperm, and they used a surrogate. Now, it's not the surrogate they used last time, right?
Oh, it's a different surrogate?
They loved that surrogate last time, but as soon as she popped out their kid, she made her own baby, so she was pregnant again with her own kid.
Oh, really?
Yep, and they got another surrogate who is in labor.
She probably popped out the kid, and she went back to whoever she was with before and was like, that was awesome. Let's get it on. Wait a minute. I'm super fertile. Ah, no. Another baby.
And you know how the news kind of sort of broke? Kris Jenner was on Ellen yesterday, right? And for a Mother's Day surprise, Ellen surprised her. So Courtney came out with all of Kris's grandchildren, but no Kim. And they said, where's Kim? What's going on? Where are the kids at? And they said, Kim's busy handling some personal business. And that was how it broke. Kim is there. Kanye is there. The surrogate is in labor. The royal baby
is
coming.
All they said
the
was
royal baby
is coming. All they said is she's handling some personal business.
And then they alluded to the fact
and they took the fact that she was, okay.
It's a childbirth. The baby is coming. I am so excited. Do you think it's going to look like Kim or do you think it's going to look more like Kanye? Who do you think it's going to look more like?
I don't think it's going to look like either one. When? I think it's going to be a completely different looking baby. It's going to be a mix up and it's going to end up being like, I don't know, like an Asian baby that they didn't even plan on.
Riggs.
And there was going to be a mix up in the in vitro process. And
Riggs.
It's going to be a big, I don't know. I'm trying to make it more entertaining because I don't care about the Kardashian baby.
When two people have a baby, it's going to look like a mixture of the mother and the father. Have you not seen Northwest? Have you not seen
Saint
West?
Yeah, but I've also watched
a lot of... Have you not seen Chicago West?
I've also watched a lot of science fiction novels, and I know that twisted things can happen in the Twilight Zone.
Well, we're not in the Twilight Zone. We're in the Kardashian Zone, and I am loving every second of it. The royal baby is coming!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Gibbons, go first, because I want to reveal mine in an auditory form.
Okay.
You will hear my good news in a second. Hold on.
My good news...
Go ahead.
...is that my lawnmower...
Yeah.
Is finally fixed.
Is it?
Well, okay. I should say I think it's fixed.
And you should also say it, not your lawnmower, your landlord's lawnmower that he is responsible for fixing is fixed. Did you mow the grass yesterday?
Well, hold on. So I tried last week to mow the lawn.
Yes.
And when I pulled the pool cord snapped off.
I know.
So somebody came. They fixed it. I went in the garage. I saw that there's now a pool cord on there. I didn't pull it out and try it because it was wet and cold.
Yeah.
But this weekend, probably not, but maybe I'll try it and we'll see if it actually works. But I'm pretty sure it's fixed. I think it's fixed. I hope it's fixed.
You sound very confident.
Oh, come on.
None of that whatsoever.
Come on, there's such a great track record with things being fixed in my place. Of course,
right?
It's going to be fixed.
Landlords are always so dependable and everything.
Oh, my God, yes.
My good news is sitting to my left and is our special guest for the show today, all the way from Noblesville, Indiana. Mother's Day weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, Debbie Riggs.
This is where you talk.
I can say
this is where I talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey!
Yeah. I brought my mom in this morning.
You've been talking about bringing your mom in for a while.
Yes.
And when I walked in this morning, I didn't see your mom. I saw a dog.
Yes, my mom's dog, Brody.
And I thought, I'm like, is his mother a dog? Is this a whole joke? Was his mom never
no.
coming? Did he get a new dog? What the hell's happening?
No. What happened was my mom brought her dog.
Uh-huh.
Because she's on her own now, just her and her dog.
Yeah.
Living their best life.
Brody.
And I didn't know how her dog was going to react in our house with my dog, Samson, and my wife's mother. It was going to be sheer chaos. So I was like, let's dial back the chaos in my house a little bit and bring her dog, which is an incredibly chill dog. He's laying down doing absolutely nothing. This is what he does. This is what Brody does.
This is all he does.
Talk about living the best life. I mean, that dog has been cool as hell, just chilling, running all around. He's all excited, but he's docile at the same time.
He's the kind of dog that if you want to do something, he's like, all right, cool, let's go. And you're like, all right, I don't want to play anymore. And he was like, all right, cool, let's take a nap. And you're like, let's go to the store. Okay, cool, let's go to the store. Let's take a nap. All right, let's take a nap.
The greatest kind of pet to have.
He wants to do what you want to do. He's great.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. It's almost as cold as it is in Winterfell, which is the fictitious little area in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Now, I don't think you guys are into Game of Thrones as much as I am. And
no.
I wasn't until this last season because it's amazing. But Aaron Rodgers, our own Green Bay Packers quarterback, is a Game of Thrones fanatic.
Yeah?
Loves Game of Thrones.
Can you blame the guy? I mean, come on.
No, you really can't. I mean, so much so that they saw him and his girlfriend, Danica Patrick, in Belfast, Ireland last summer. That's where they film Game of Thrones.
What was he vacationing there, or did he go there specifically for a tour of the studio? Like, what's the deal?
Very interesting to say, Gibbons, because they were filming while he was there.
Okay.
And some Reddit users, that's a website, were saying that they were there and they were posting about where they were staying, which was near where they were filming. No. And now, nobody on HBO is confirming or denying, but Aaron Rodgers has been posting some cryptic things that making people think that he might be on the episode of Game of Thrones this Sunday.
No friggin' way.
It very well may happen. Nobody's confirming it and everybody's mum right now, but there's a lot of smoke, and when there's a lot of smoke like this, there may be fire. And it's the last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They're going to want to get a lot of publicity. They're going to want to go out with a bang. There's only two episodes left of Game of Thrones.
That's it?
That's it. Two more episodes. So, they want to drum up some publicity for people for the show.
Yeah.
They want people to come in and watch the show that don't normally watch it, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
This would be the perfect way for them to loop in some people, I think. You put like an NFL quarterback on, somebody, just make him in like some sort of a goofy scene. Maybe even kill him off in something really controversial.
I got this, dude.
Yes, go ahead.
I got this.
Go ahead.
Are there wild animals, honest question, are there wild animals roaming at all on Game of Thrones?
There's dragons, but they're CGI dragons. I mean, here and there you'll see like an animal. Yeah, there's some wolves and some dog, yeah.
Who are the two main big characters who like can't die in Game of Thrones?
Oh, probably Daenerys.
Okay.
Who's the dragon princess.
Right, okay. So
or Peter Dinklage's character.
Those two are out there, and there's a giant bear that comes out of nowhere. It's the biggest bear anyone's ever seen. This bear is 35 feet tall, and it's 5,000 pounds, and it's about to kill those two.
Uh-huh. It's about to kill Tyrion Lannister. Oh, my God.
Yep, a big bear is about to kill them all. And then Aaron Rodgers comes out, and in Game of Thrones, just like on the gridiron, he kills that bear. He kills that bear in cold blood.
It would be the first ever bear murder in Game of Thrones, I'm sure.
And the second to last episode, why not kill a bear? And if anyone's going to take a bear out, it's our boy Aaron Rodgers.
Saying it's also possible that Danica Patrick could be making a cameo as well on Game of Thrones this Sunday on HBO. I'll watch it and I'll let you know for sure.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which is and it's an interesting Mother's Day. Gibbons, your mom is coming to town, what, Sunday?
Sunday morning, bright and early, like 6 a.m. Sunday morning, Mama G comes into town.
Right?
Yep.
Well, late last night, my mom, who was in the studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
She and my wife's mom also got into town last night at around, what, 9:30, 9:45-ish, you think?
Something like that.
Right? So last night, my mom gets into town, like 9:30, 10 o'clock, wearing shorts and a t-shirt because she was in Indiana where it was almost 80 degrees yesterday.
And by this point, it's like 40, 45 outside.
Yeah, pretty
night.
Cold, pretty cold outside.
Yeah.
And she comes inside and we start talking about the weekend. Like, what are we going to do for Mother's Day weekend? Like, what do we have planned? What do we have going on? Are we going out? What are the rough plans?
Yeah.
And I brought up the idea of maybe skydiving.
I was thinking that was where you were going, and I was kind of hoping not.
That's not where I'm going, because my mom has gone skydiving before. She's done it before. She did it when I was much younger. How old was I when you went skydiving the first time?
You're probably eight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So
yeah. I was 8 years old when my mom did her first skydive. Yeah, back in the day.
I had no idea that you have like a skydiving history in your family. I thought it was something that you just picked up as a hobby.
When I started jumping out of airplanes and she was like, oh, really? This is what you want to do? I said, it's your fault. You made me watch you do it. Why did you do this? Who showed you how to do this?
It was you, Mom. You showed me. So have you guys ever jumped together?
We haven't. Okay. So I'm thinking, I think I've convinced her to do one tomorrow. Maybe.
Possibly.
Because I told her I would jump with her and do her video and pictures, which I was like, Mom, do it for the gram. Do it for the gram.
For real, though. Come on, Deb.
But that's not what my mom has never done. Never. She's done a skydive before. And then I brought up Sunday at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, where I was like, Gibbons and his mom are coming into town, Mama G, and they would like us to go to Mother's Day brunch on Sunday morning at Pottawatomie.
Absolutely.
And check it out for the day. And then my mom says to me,
I have never been taken out for a Mother's Day brunch.
She's never been taken out for a Mother's Day brunch.
Never.
Briggs.
Now, you could blame it on me if you want to.
No. Bro,
but
there's you
I'm
and
I'm not the one to blame, though, because there are other people. There are two sisters and a brother to blame. There's the dad to blame. Because I wasn't around for a while, because I moved out when I was 18.
Yeah.
And it hadn't happened by the time I was 18. So when I was out on my own, then it was up to my sisters and my brother and my dad now to take over and take her out for a brunch. And they never did. So nobody, I will take some of the blame, some of the brunt as the son. But nobody, none of her kids or her husband had ever taken her out to a Mother's Day brunch. Ever.
Shame ever. On all of you.
A glass of champagne.
All she wants is a champagne.
Oh, well, you're going to get bottomless mimosas, my dear. You're going to get some champagne and some champagne and some champagne and some champagne on top of
it's
that.
It's like all I want is mimosas and an omelet and a slice of cantaloupe at the end.
Now, Riggs, you said when you were 18 you were out of the home, so this is your sister's fault, right? Or your sister's and your brother, right?
I'm not saying
That's what you kind of said.
I'm not saying it's not all my fault.
You moved out of the house at 18, but when did you move out of the state of Indiana to never go back and never be seen or heard from again?
I don't know.
He literally, I don't know. Looks away.
Riggs,
15, let me tell the audience, 15 seconds ago, you were sitting up all upright and ready to go with your hand in the microphone. You're like, oh, and then I bring this up and you slouch back. Your arms
I felt
fold.
Bad when she told me this last night. I genuinely felt bad. I was like,
sure. Well,
but I've got my mom here to go ahead.
The brunt of this does not fall on the kids because kids don't have money.
Yeah.
So...
kids don't have money, but Riggs is 36 years old.
He is now. Yes.
I am now.
You've been an adult. You've been an adult now, Riggs, for as long as you were a child.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I didn't think that my mom had never had a Mother's Day brunch. Now, she's had brunches before. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
My mom loves a mimosa.
Okay. All right. Mama Riggs, don't listen to this. Okay, Riggs, listen.
Yes.
She's never been to a Mother's Day brunch before, right? Do they have a thing at that Pato where like they have it at like Chili's where it's someone's birthday and they'll come out and sing happy birthday and like clap hands and blow out a candle?
You mean like a happy Mother's Day song?
I swear to God, a happy Mother's Day song with a happy Mother's Day cake with a happy Mother's Day candle.
No.
We
could probably make it happen, though.
I mean, Riggs, listen. Don't listen, Mama Riggs. Like you kind of have to go above and beyond here. We talked about Mother's Day gifts earlier on the week.
Yeah.
Now knowing that she's never had a Mother's Day brunch,
I know. It seems really sad, doesn't it?
It does. But
I think every mother is entitled to a Mother's Day brunch, at least one.
I gotta raise my hand here.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
I'm thinking back.
Have you ever taken your mom to a Mother's Day brunch?
I want to say I have for sure, but I can't name specifically a time that I did.
Just as guilty as I am, aren't you?
Hold on. I wish my mother was here because she would know for sure, because my mom has a memory like a steel trap when it comes to this stuff.
How about she'd throw you under the bus in a second?
She would not throw me under the bus. Now I can't remember.
See?
Okay, you know what, Riggs? Because I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to make you look less bad. I can't say for sure that I have or haven't taken my mom to a Mother's Day brunch, but I did something for my grandmother that was so heartless and insulting, and I had no idea.
Please, throw yourself under the bus. Let's do this.
I went to buy my grandmom flowers, right?
Yeah.
And there's a place in Belmar, New Jersey, where I grew up that every Mother's Day, they sell these flowers, right? Like a corner shop. So I went out there, and I got this big thing of flowers, and I went over to my grandmom's house knowing I was going to be the best grandson ever, because no one else did anything, right?
Yeah.
I walk in with, my hands were stretched out. This thing was so big.
Yeah.
I thought I got her a giant bouquet. I didn't. I got her the flowers that go on people's grave sites. I got my grandmother grave site flowers.
Oh.
And it's not even like I was a kid, like I was 10, had no idea. I was at this point like 18, 19 years old.
So you knew what you were buying.
I'm an idiot, Riggs. I didn't know that it was the gravestone one. I thought it was actual legit big flowers.
Like the one they lay on top of the
coffin? Yes, exactly that. Huge.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. So
did
Riggs,
she know that when she saw it? Was she like, oh, thanks for the death flowers?
No, Riggs. She had this look in her eyes like she wasn't happy. She goes, thanks, Ryan. And by the time I got home, Mama G was like, Ryan, what the hell is wrong with you? Totally right.
Okay.
So no Mother's Day lunch or no Mother's Day brunch before is not as bad as giving grandmom flowers saying you're dead.
Okay, we're both mediocre sons, I guess, a little bit. In our own rights.
But we're going to make up for it.
It's
this
redemption
Sunday,
this
baby.
Weekend, though. Mm-hmm. Redemption. You'll have a Mother's Day brunch. We'll go for a skydive. It's going to be an epic Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So good. So good. So
bring
good.
It.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Allie at 657. You got your chance to win $1,000 at 710. We'll give you the $1,000 KISS keyword. 7:30 this morning, we'll give you the Jonas Brothers Song of the Day to listen for.
Oh my
God. Hook up with tickets to see the Joe Bros. By the way, Pfizer Forum shared this picture on their Instagram.
Yeah.
Of the Jonas Brothers tour stop. And it's got the Jonas Brothers like laying down. You can tell it's the three Jonas Brothers laying down, looking off into the sunset.
Aww.
And photoshopped in next to them is Bango laying down.
No way. Right? The Bucks mascot,
yeah,
and the Joe
Bucks
Bros.
Mascot, yeah.
Whoa, dude, wait. Yeah. What if he goes on stage with them and does a little song when they're at Pfizer Forum?
He might go out there holding the NBA championship trophy. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
By the way, real quick, the Bucks' first game of the Eastern Conference NBA Finals will be held this coming Wednesday.
Because the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Toronto Raptors last night to force Game 7 in their series.
By the way, I've decided I want the Philadelphia 76ers to win because I don't think the Canadian basketball team should be playing in the NBA.
Amen
and I don't
to
think,
that.
And that goes for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Uh-huh.
And that, is there any other...
There's a couple of hockey teams, but they can have hockey.
Yeah, hockey's fine, but baseball and basketball, those are America's sports.
You're damn
you
right.
Stay out of our Sports Canada. There's plenty of room up there. Go away.
Seriously, just let us live. Merc.
News out of Kenosha, the Kenosha area. Bradford High School in Kenosha closed today due to an ongoing search for a person of interest in the shooting death of a 16-year-old girl. Sad story.
Very.
But a 15-year-old is the person of interest who they are considering. The person of interest who may have been involved in the shooting of this 16-year-old girl.
Sad all around, man. Jeez Louise, man.
Oh, they said he is in custody right now. We just got a breaking news alert.
Oh, wow.
He is in custody following the fatal shooting. Oof, just came through.
I mean,
I thank my mom for that right now because it just popped up on my iPad.
2 minutes ago, I literally read an article 2 minutes ago that said they're looking for the guy. And it
just came up. All right, so
Mama
there we go.
Riggs.
So there we
Mama
go.
Mama Riggs is on the wire right? or what.
I'm glad I gave her my iPad to distract her.
Yeah, right?
Thank you.
Oh, Mama Riggs for the win.
I'm assuming they're still going to close the school because they had already announced it. So why would they? Do you think they're going to move forward with school?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh. Hey, girl.
Hey there, boy. How you doing?
Ooh, I like that response. That was a good one, Gibbons.
Trying to keep it sexy, you know?
I think I'm the only person that still goes on Craigslist besides the people that are creepy and go on there and try to find love. Like this guy. He thinks he may have missed out on love with this woman. Shorewood area is what he said.
Yeah.
He has titled this one, Rain, Snow, Heat. It goes a little something like this.
Oh,
he said,
Lord.
It didn't matter the weather. I used to see you walk all the time. Snow, you were walking. Rain, you were walking. Heat, you know you were walking. And now you don't anymore. Where did you go? You used to have your headphones in and a smile on your face for no one but yourself. I wish you were smiling at me. And sometimes I wish that you and I were walking in the snow.
What in
and
the
in the rain
blue hell?
And in the heat. Get back to me and let me know where you would always walk so I know that it's you. Was this guy just watching a girl walk? Out in front of his house?
I see him as the guy who, you know, that creepy neighbor you sometimes have? You can see the blinds barely open up and you see the eyes peer out.
Oh, yeah.
And then the minute you lock eyes with the creepy bastard, the shades go up and you can't see nothing. That's this guy.
Oh.
I don't think she's going to connect. I don't think she's going to reach out.
Are you saying that somebody is a creep on misconnections? And maybe a subpar
shocking,
human being.
Shocking, right. I know.
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. Ah, that's right. It's Friday. It's Mother's Day weekend. It's time for the anniversary of Dad Joe Friday. It's
best in the world, Dad Joe Friday.
I didn't feel as strong, Gibbons.
Bro.
I know, I was a little off on that one. Should we do it again?
No. Hold on. Did you say something about an anniversary?
I don't know what I was saying, because you started it so soon. I don't know why that word came out of my mouth, anniversary. Let's do it again. All right. It's time for the Friday tradition that men and women and children all cherish. It's the traditional...
Dad Joe Friday! Dad Joe Friday!
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Much better. Okay.
Felt slow as felt better.
Oh, man.
Our special guest judge this morning will be my mom, who's in from visiting from Indiana. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
She will be our official judge. Now, my mom is, she's hard to make my mom laugh.
It's hard to make you laugh, too, so now I see where
it
you
is.
Get it from.
Right. We
oh,
both
boy.
Have incredibly dry senses of humor, so she's going to be a tough crowd. You know this, Gibbons.
Okay, so we have to make your mom laugh.
Yes.
The first one of us to get three laughs
yes.
from Mama Riggs wins the
yes.
Dad Joke Friday
Batman
trophy that is here. I thought Allie took
Batman trophy.
Dad Joe Friday.
There we go. That
oh
works.
My God.
All right. You want to go first? Who won last week, by the way? I wasn't here.
I think. Oh, you know what? If you weren't here, Allie's not here either. I won Dad Joke Friday last week. That's what happened.
Right.
I won, and it was a glorious win.
If you were listening last week, text to 71037 who the real winner was.
It was me. Don't worry about it. It was me.
Was it you?
It was me. That's not fake news. Believe me. It was real. Okay,
right.
Real news.
Mom, do you know how this works? You're allowed to laugh at the joke, so give us legitimate laughs. If you think they're funny, then laugh. And if not, then just sit there and look at us like we're dumb.
Okay.
Like you've been doing all morning.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
All right.
As the defending champion of Dad Joke Friday, the defending champ, I will go first here.
Go ahead, Gibbons. Go ahead.
Did you guys hear about the population in Ireland?
No.
Yeah, it's Dublin. Dublin? Huh? Like doubling, but Dublin, like the city, huh?
Oh,
it's going to be one of those where we have to sell the jokes to Mama Riggs to make her laugh. I think that's what's coming here.
All right. Here's mine.
Okay.
What does every woman have that starts with a V to help her get what she wants? Her voice, you pervert.
Nothing.
No.
Not even a
See?
Remote smile.
I thought I was going to go somewhere.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
All right.
What do elves do after school?
I don't know.
Their gnome work. You almost smiled,
cute.
Mama Riggs. You almost smiled.
Cute isn't a laugh, though.
Oh, Jesus.
How about this?
Okay.
If a firefighter's business can go up in smoke and a plumber's business can go down the drain, can a hooker get laid off?
All right.
Yes.
We got one laugh for Riggs.
All right.
One.
First to three wins on Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Your mom laughed at your joke, so that means it's time for me to bring the heat, bruh.
Come on, bruh.
Speaking of bringing the heat, bruh, what washes up on really small beaches?
I don't know.
Microwaves.
That was good.
All right. We got her laughing. Okay.
Right.
One laugh each for Dad Joe Friday here. The first of three
all
laughs
right.
wins. We got Mama Riggs in here as our special judge.
Okay. Hey, Mom, I finished a puzzle in 5 minutes yesterday, which is cool because the box said 2 to 3 years.
I had to think about that one. Oh, she's still thinking about it.
It was a kid's puzzle.
Yeah.
Five pieces.
Oh, my God, Riggs.
All right. Fell on deaf ears.
Nope.
Apparently.
Here's where I take the lead, okay? You ready for it?
Go ahead.
How do you stop an astronaut baby from crying?
I don't know.
You rock it! An astronaut baby?
I'm just laughing at a baby with a helmet on floating around in space.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm visual. Still trying
it's
to sell
a,
it.
It's a good visual.
How do you embarrass a psychic? You throw them a surprise party. They hate that.
I don't even get that joke.
They would know it's coming.
Uh, uh,
distracted.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
Go ahead.
That might have been the worst dad joke yet, which in turn kind of makes it the best dad joke ever.
Right, for Dad Joke Friday.
Bad Joke Friday.
Yes. All right, we're still tied 1-1.
All right, this is a
tough
real
crowd, my mom, man.
Sorry.
Here's a real thinking joke, okay? What do you call a carpenter that hates losing?
I don't know.
A saw loser.
That's kind of cute.
Oh, that was a chuckle. Wow. That counts.
That counts.
All right, I got two laughs. Riggs has one laugh. The first to three laughs with our judge here, Mama Riggs, wins this week. Oh, man.
Why do hummingbirds hum?
I don't know, Riggs. Why do hummingbirds hum?
Because they can't remember the words.
Okay.
Nice. All right, tied two apiece.
It's sudden death here. The next joke wins.
Okay, don't give me jokes that I have to think about.
All right, no more thinker jokes.
If you think about it, I'm not going to laugh.
Okay. What did the pot eat on its birthday?
I don't know.
Pancakes. Pots and pans? Nope. That's not a thinker. I gave you the dumbest joke I could think of.
Nope.
The least thinking. Oh, man.
Nope.
All right. What do Alexander the Great, Winnie the Pooh, and Chance the Rapper have in common? The same middle name.
Wow.
Yeah. That's bad.
I had to think.
I know. Yeah, sorry, too much. Damn it.
All right.
Damn it!
I'm gonna hit her in the feels. I'm gonna hit her in the funnies here. You ready?
Go ahead.
What do you call a camel in a drought?
I don't know.
A dry humper. Boom! I knew it!
Gibbons takes the win!
Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
Damn it, I shouldn't have went with a thinking joke.
Dude,
I just said to think, damn it.
It's been a while since I beat somebody in front of their mother. I mean, man, this is crazy. Did I just say that out loud?
You really did. I did not mean to say that. Congratulations, Gibbons. And now your prize is the Batman trophy, and you get to pay for brunch on Sunday.
Oh, man, what
I didn't
what
tell you
the
about that,
hell?
Did I? You didn't read the fine print.
Damn
you
it.
Just agreed to the terms and conditions, didn't you, blindly?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I guess it's time for Hell to the Nah, maybe?
Oh, my God. Okay. It is time for Hell to the Nah.
Uh-huh.
And my Hell to the Nah.
What?
Literally happened as I'm turning the microphones on.
Yes.
Riggs' mother is in the studio.
Yeah.
So Riggs goes, Mom, do you want to go to Starbucks to get food? And his mom goes, sure. What do you want, Riggs? And Riggs goes, just give me something that's low carb and that's high protein.
Yes.
And your mom looks at you like you have 15 heads because she's like, what the hell do you mean? I want low carb, high protein. Like, just tell her you want a sandwich, dude.
That is not what happened.
Oh, that's
totally
exactly
misinterpreted
what
that
happened.
Look. No.
Oh, then please tell me how I'm incorrect here. Now I'm curious.
I think you were just looking at me through my spectacles.
I was looking at you through my
mom has her readers on and they're down at the tip of her nose.
And she was
she gave you that look.
That look of come on.
The mom look.
The mom look is better with the spectacles.
Oh, I know. And it hit me right there, and that's why I was like, I couldn't stop laughing because I've seen that look from my mom. The come on, make a decision. Right. I'm not gonna make every one of your choices for you. I made enough of your choices.
I know, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't care. It's whatever you want from Starbucks, but buy it for you because I'm giving you money. So you're not paying for anything. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Aww. That was a beautiful, loving moment.
No, you don't have to pay for Starbucks. I give you money.
That's a hell to the yes right there.
Uh-huh. If you got a hell to the no, you can text it to 71037 or call us 799-1037. Like yesterday, I was in Delavan at a Dell stop giving away Wisconsin Dell season opener cards at the Goodwill.
Yeah.
And people were wearing winter coats in the middle of May. That's my hell to the no.
Mother Nature.
That's my hell to the no. You should be able to put away the winter gear by now.
Oh.
You should.
Hey, Riggs.
But you can't because Wisconsin.
We did put away the winter gear in my house, so guess what I can't find?
Your winter coat.
My winter coat. I've been freezing for the last like 4 days, man.
Yeah.
My girlfriend put all her stuff away and didn't tell me where my winter coat was. I had no damn idea.
That's the worst.
I've been just freezing.
You can text to 71037. Do you have the text pulled up? I'm going to pull them up right now. I got them. Oh, when your kid has an explosive diaper, there's that one. We always get one of those.
Oh!
The overflowing diaper. That's
Bro.
A very common hell to the no, usually in the morning.
Okay. Having a baby whose diaper blows out sucks, right? I'm sure it sucks. But I got another one, dude. When someone that happened to someone yesterday, and the dude put it on social media. Uh-huh. I don't want to see your snap crap story about your kid's duty. Come on, man.
When Gibbons said that he won Dad Joke Friday last week, but it was Allie that won, hell to the no.
Bro,
our listeners wouldn't lie. Our listeners wouldn't lie. We got several texts saying that Allie won last week, and you took credit for a victory. Now, you did win fair and square this week, but last week, that was all Allie.
Hey, Riggs.
Yes.
Speaking of me being an idiot, did you see the one text that came in from someone who is definitely not my girlfriend, no way, no how?
When your boyfriend invites you and the kids to Pato for Mother's Day and you can't go because the kids aren't 21? I forgot about that.
To my credit, though, my girlfriend told me she had plans with her mom, and I said, okay, well, we're going to Pato, and then she told me that her plans had changed, so I invited her out, and she went, hey, idiot, the kids are 3 and 6. Come on.
There's another help to the now to 71037. When your professor ups the page amount for your final paper when you're already done with it.
Oh! All right. I double spaced it. Can I 2.5 times space it?
Yes.
Can I
3 triple space it? 16 point font wingding, so I can't even read it. Thanks for your emails and your text to 71037. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
What happened with the law?
You might be the worst, son, but I am the worst when it comes to getting away with stuff involving law enforcement. Let me explain, please.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and a lot of parents out there, people who pick up kids from school, can probably relate to this.
Oh, my God.
So, it's yesterday, right? I got to pick up the kid at 3:30 at school.
Yeah, your
girlfriend's
kids.
6-year-old. My girlfriend's first grader, right?
It's not your child, but
no,
her.
No, not mine.
But
still. I pull up to the park, not the parking lot, the street to park on, right?
Sure.
At 3:25.
Okay.
I'm like,
what time is pickup, by the way?
Pickup is 3:30, but it's a little bit of a walk to get to there. So
that's fine.
Usually by 3:25, I'm out of the car. I'm halfway to walking to get the kid, right?
Sure.
It's 3:25. I'm just pulling up.
Yeah.
So I park where I've parked. Okay, this is day 156, let's say, out of the 180 days of the school year.
Okay.
I've parked in the same spot, the same area, 153 times, right? So I go and I pick up Cora, the 6-year-old, the first grader. And we get back to the car and I see a law enforcement officer out there. And the cop says to me, hey, buddy, why you parked here? And I say, without even a thought, I go, everybody else is, dude. And he goes, oh, you can stay and get a ticket. And I throw my hands up like, what are you talking about, dude? And he goes, points to a sign. Now, this sign says, no parking,
okay.
No stopping,
uh-huh.
No waiting,
yeah.
Between 7:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Mind you, I am one of, without exaggeration, 7 cars parked in this area.
Mm-hmm.
One of 7 cars that every single solitary day
mm-hmm.
park in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Today was a day that this cop was like, I'm going to start writing tickets. And he goes, really? Everyone else does it? Is that what you tell your kids? And I go, officer, actually, these aren't my kids. He goes, oh, so now you're a funny guy, huh? I go, no, officer, I'm literally just telling you the truth. These aren't my children. These aren't the rules I teach my children. But there are, and I count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm one of 7 cars parked here. Are you going to
fighting with the cop? You're parked illegally, dude. Why are you fighting with a cop?
Because
just
now
take the ticket.
Now it's out of principle. If you're going to give me a ticket, are you going to give these other 7 cars a ticket?
No, you're the only one mouthing off to him.
He looks me dead in the eye,
yeah.
Points to the car that he's standing next to that is behind me that is also illegally parked, and he goes, hey, guy, you can go. And he lets the guy go. And then he sits there and he writes me a ticket.
Yeah.
But guess what, Riggs?
What, Gibbons?
I think I'm going to be able to get off with this ticket. You know why, Riggs?
Why? I'm sure he's like adjusting his tie if he was wearing one. You got to see Gibbons right now.
Because on this ticket, they write down all of your information, all of your license plate information, etc.
Uh-huh.
And this officer on this ticket wrote that my plates expire in the year 2019.
Uh-huh.
But guess what, Riggs?
What?
My plates expire in 2020. So I'm going to go to the police department and I'm going to say, Excuse me, Miss Clerk Lady or Clerk Man there?
Oh, because he wrote the wrong year? You think you're going to get off the ticket?
He wrote the wrong year. No. I think this entire ticket is erroneous, and I think I'm going to get away with it.
You still parked illegally. You're still going to get a ticket. You're like the people that park in the fire lane.
But everybody else was parked illegally, Riggs. But everybody.
Sure. You know what? People say that when they're speeding all the time. Somebody's speeding, they go, I was just keeping up with traffic. It doesn't matter. You were speeding. You were breaking the law. The sign said no parking.
Okay, it's Mother's Day week. We've got Riggs' mother here in the studio, and she's running around holding her hands up like she's got something to
yes.
say.
Go ahead,
Mama
Mom.
Riggs, please lay it on me.
Go
What's
ahead,
up?
Okay, so the whole everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
So if everybody decides to go jump off a cliff, you're going to go jump off a cliff.
See? If I have to jump off that cliff and I've got 3 minutes to get a kid from school and I'm in a rush and I got to get there, then yes, I would. I was in a rush. Everybody else was parked there too. Nobody but me got a ticket. And now I'm getting emotional because... No, I think I'm going to have to end up paying the $20.
You are going to have 100% have to pay
it's
that ticket,
bucks?
Dude.
It's a $20 ticket.
Oh, for
I know. I'm fighting over $20. $20 is $20, okay?
You'd pay the $20 to the city and move on with your life and don't park there again.
Mama Riggs, you don't want to know what I would do for $20.
But
yes, Riggs.
When you see people parked there in the future, call the police immediately. Immediately and call those, rat them out to make sure he write more tickets.
Oh, good.
Because they should start enforcing it now. If they're going to pick and choose, if they let that guy go, you should make them set a precedent then.
They didn't let that guy go. They let that guy go and that lady go and that guy go and that lady go and the guy go and the lady go. And then I was the seventh car and I got a ticket that I didn't deserve.
When you see people parked there in the future, please call the police department.
I will narc them out. I will narc them out, damn it. You hear that, Stallus? You hear that, school? You're in trouble.
You're a snitch now. That's awesome.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.